telepathic communicators often don't need to be in the physical presence of the animal. Isn't that amazing? But it's natural, actually, we all have it, just we don't have time to remember. These communicators can speak through long distance, so some of them are also able to help people locate and find their companions who get lost even.
Hello, vibrant viewers, and welcome to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Today we travel to Australia to meet two telepathic animal communicators from the state of New South Wales, Karen Venables, founder of Karen's Healing Harmony in Leeton, and Lynn Overhill in Sydney. Ms. Venables acts as a voice for animals and helps caregivers understand their companions' health conditions, resolve behavioural issues, and even locate their lost or missing animal friends.
You know, they're angels as well, they're human as well. They're here to show us and change our lives as well, compassionately.
Lynn Overhill has been providing consultations with all types of animals for the past 12 years. She can readily receive inner messages from animals by way of mental pictures, intuitive feelings, and telepathic conversations.
Love your animal. Listen to your animal. Hear what they have to say. Open your mind and open your heart.
Let's first visit with Karen Venables in her peaceful home, where she's consulting with clients to help them address their animal companions' concerns. We start with Armando and his beloved canine friend, Tazzy.
Main concern for me is he content, you know, like, is he coping with what he's got and everything? And,
yeah.
And is he coping with the new addition, the little chihuahua we got?
Yeah. Yeah. He likes company, that's for sure, when you're away. Like, they get very sooky when there's no one else around. He's got company now.
You know,
that's probably the best thing that you have done, is got the little chihuahua.
How about him himself? Has he got any complaints whatsoever? Or
he's complaining about his bed. What's wrong with his bed?
A bit lumpy, is it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he wants a new bed. I just wanted to know if Carol would like to ask me some questions about Maisie.
Mainly about her early origins and why men frighten the daylights out of her.
When she was a puppy, she was abused and she was locked in her room continually. No social life, so she was virtually abused from when she was a puppy. And that's why she has this insecurity of being really smoochy all the time, because she just loves cuddles.
I don't mind them.
No, me too. Yeah, yeah.
But I just need to know from her if there's anything she would like me to do that can help her through this as well.
I just think that you spend quality time with her and make sure that you do it, like, religiously every day. And I know that she's a lap dog. She likes sitting on your knee all the time.
And now let's have a quick visit with caregiver Selena and her companion Max.
Is he happy?
He's telling you not to worry so much about him, because
can't help it, I'm a mum.
Yeah, exactly. But there's no need to, because he's strong-willed and he's in his healthy.
I'd like to know where I can help him make more comfortable.
He likes going to parks, so if you can take him to, like, a big park somewhere close by, like, out in the open, don't go into. He doesn't like being cramped up.
No.
He doesn't like being too social either, because it just overpowers him, because he's so big.
Yeah. Does he need more toys?
Yep, some balls.
Like some balls.
Some footballs, you know, the little footballs.
We destroyed one of those the other day.
Yeah, something that's like hard plastic.
We love squeaky toys.
Yes.
And now we'll meet Tigger, the beautiful horse companion of Ms. Venable's friend, who shares some sage advice with us.
any other messages for us at all?
A lot of the animals are getting sick because they're fretting because they're on their own and they don't have any social life. And they need that because they're human as well as we are. They're our guardian angels, so, you know, we need to respect them the same as they respect us.
Now let's go to Sydney to visit Lynn Overhill. For many years, Ms. Overhill has maintained a vegetarian lifestyle, which she believes is an integral part of her work as a telepathic animal communicator.
It helps animals because you don't eat them, and the more people who become vegan, it makes a statement to other people who are eating meat, and it allows people to start to consider where their position is. And the less people who eat meat, the more animals there are who can actually do what they're meant to do here. And it's not to provide themselves as food for humans. They're here to teach people lots of messages and lots of life lessons.
Can you please elaborate more on animals' intelligence?
I think they have a huge amount of intelligence, and I think that's also why they are teaching us something. Because they can resist a lot of challenges, a lot of difficulties. And I think we might find with their changes there will be some challenges that we will have to overcome. And I think they might even show us the way. I find dolphins and whales to be the most intelligent beings I've spoken to that are considered animals.
During her telepathic conversations with animals, they've informed Lynn Overhill that they're well aware of climate change, with dolphins being very concerned about this most urgent issue of our times.
I've spent a lot of time speaking to dolphins, and they've been talking about climate change since the time I began speaking to them, I'm sure before that, but I've been speaking to them for about 18 years now. And they've been talking about what will happen and what needs to change as far as how humans receive their food and their nourishment. They've been speaking about plankton. 18 years ago, I was hearing about how everybody will start eating plankton. Well, but there's more and more experiments being done and tests to see what other sorts of foods humans can eat. If you only have to look at spirulina, which is a plant food, or the different kinds of algae that people might take as a health product, and there are many, many more.
Animals have a tendency to see into the future. Do they know what's happening to our planet with regards to 2012 and global warming?
Yes, I think so. I think they know of the Earth changes that are coming. I certainly know that dolphins and whales do, because I've spent a lot of years talking to them. Many of the dolphins tend to be scientists, and they're scientists. Earth changes in some kind of way, where they often will go off and have meetings and talk about how to bring more information through to humans. I think their whales also help to balance the energies that are coming through, and there are many, many energies coming onto the planet, raising the vibration, getting humans acclimated to that kind of energy. You know, I wonder sometimes whether often they're beaching themselves because they're trying to at least have some information come forward, and people start to think about dolphins and whales, and those who speak to them and connect with them receive more information. It just reminds us that they're here. It's a shame they have to give their lives for it, though. This is what they spend their time doing, helping humans to get ready. They were also on the planet before as walking beings. So I think that, who knows, they could easily be back in their roles again. But they're certainly working with all of us. And there's books being written. I'm working on a book with dolphins and whales.
What is the main thing that animal companions desire that their caregivers know? Lynn Overhill says the message she has received from the animals is consistent.
Every single animal I speak to, the most important thing is feeling the love from their human and being able to send the love back and knowing that their human receives it. That is the most important. So that might be for a dog or a cat or a horse or a cow or an exotic animal. Just send them love, because the love raises the vibration of all people on the planet and helps us with the shift in the future. You know, please love your animals. And if you can look after more animals, please do so, because in the future, we will all be working with animals.
Before ending our visit with Lynn Overhill, we presented her with Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling books, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds.
That's lovely. It's a beautiful, beautiful goose on the front, I think. It's beautiful. Thank you very much. Thank you, Master Ching Hai. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity. Lovely book. Thank you.
We also gifted Karen Venables with some of Supreme Master Ching Hai's books, including The Noble Wilds and Vegan Chocolates.
Oh, wow. So thank you very much for all your...
Many thanks, Karen Venables, Lynn Overhill, and all the other telepathic animal communicators around the globe who deepen our understanding and appreciation of our intelligent and loyal animal co-inhabitants. Through your wonderful gift, you are helping bring humanity and animals closer together. For more information on today's guests, please visit the following websites. Lynn Overhill, www.animaltalkers.com. Karen Venables, www.corandacrystals.com.au. Thank you for your company today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Enlightening Entertainment is next, after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May all beings on Earth live in peace, understanding, and harmony.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/AW.